Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. Happy Monday. Hope you guys are enjoying your favorite day of the week. Now, if that's not the case for you, I can understand. It's been this mainstream idea that Monday is something that you should detest and avoid and not be really happy when it comes around because, it's the first day of the week. Starts off, if you work a typical 9 to 5, 5 days in a row of work, hooray, right? Well, that's not necessarily a week problem, it could be an occupation problem, and you might want to look into that. Or maybe you already have and you're trying to work your way out of it. Good for you. Notice how that whole train of thought started from me saying Happy Monday. I did warn you guys that I am a certified overthinker, right? So I just went down a funny rabbit hole there. But anyway, none of that I just said has anything to do with today's episode. Today, we are going to be talking about, well, this is a Life of Lucas episode, which for those of you who need a refresher or for those of you who are new to that Life of Lucas series, it's basically when I kind of show you guys a bit more about myself, a bit more about my origins, or basically sort of the behind the scenes content, right? Not anything that's necessarily supposed to be motivational or thought-provoking. It's an opportunity. The Life of Lucas series is an opportunity for me to show you guys more of like who I am when I'm not really generating purposed content for like motivation, thought provocation, or encouraging open-mindedness, showing you guys a new perspective, anything like that. And so what I want to do in this episode is show you guys where my way of communicating really kind of originated from. And as a bonus, because it kind of ties in with this, I'll talk to you guys briefly about a pet peeve that I have. Okay, so if you look at my ask.fm content that I posted back in my junior and senior years of high school, you can see a little bit of evidence of that in my Instagram page. If you look hard enough, you'll see that I have reposted some of the content that I wrote when I was a junior and senior in high school. And if you see how I write back then, it's very much like, almost exactly the same, I would say, as compared to how I write today. In other words, I use proper grammar, proper capitalization, proper punctuation, and I write very sort of formally, right? If you look at my writing today and back then, I don't, for example, abbreviate my YOU use to just the letter U. I don't use acronyms like BTW. I don't really use internet lingo. I keep my writing pretty formal and correct. I don't skip out on punctuation. I use commas, I use periods. I capitalize names. I capitalize the first letter of the first word in a sentence, right? So my writing has been rather proper for a very long time, especially in a period of time when most people, like in junior and senior year of high school, they don't care much for proper grammar and punctuation and capitalization, right? When people text each other, when people write anywhere, when they write on Facebook or wherever, they just use a lot of acronyms. They don't care about all of that stuff. But I did, right? So why did I care about all of that? And it all started, I would argue, for as much as my memory can remember, this started because of this book that I picked up called V for Vendetta. And if you haven't yet read the book, and don't worry, it's not a boring book either. It's like a comic book. It's written in a comic book style format. It's by Alan Moore. If you haven't read that book yet, or if you at least haven't seen the film, but as usual, the book is much better than the film, I highly recommend going to read it, or at least see it, or both. It really opened my mind up to sort of the importance. Like, V for Vendetta was sort of like a Bible to me growing up in my high school years when I discovered the book. And it instilled a lot of values in me. Not like I don't hold on to some of the values as much as I used to back then. But for instance, When I first started Twitch streaming on twitch.tv, I wore a mask. Not a mask that covers my face, not a Guy Fawkes mask, but it was a mask that covered half my face. One that looked like one that you would wear to a masquerade party, right? If you know those fancy kind of theater masks, I wore one of those on my stream. And it was for the same reason as V, the protagonist, wore his mask. And it was basically to represent the idea that it's not about me, Lucas, as a person. It's not about me, the human being. It's not about me, the man. It's about the things that I stand for, the things that I believe in, and how I impact those around me. What do I stand for? What do I fight for? What is my cause? Right? Because another thing, the thing that V for Vendetta taught me in this particular example is about the importance of representing an idea or fighting for something larger than yourself. In other words, legacy. And so, as you can see, I've been following that principle for the past several years with the content that I put online that people stumble upon or read. Whether I live or die, well, whether I die today or not, if I do die, at least the content that I've posted online will live on. And that is my legacy. And I know that I have already helped people, and I hope to help even more people. It's about building that legacy. It's not about me as a person, right? Because if I die, that'll be sad. Some people will be sad. But at least the ideas that I have instilled in others will live on, right? And so that's one really big thing that I took away from V for Vendetta. But what I really want to address today in this episode is the way that V speaks in the book and in the film, and the way that he carries himself. One quote that he says that I really took to heart is when he says, because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer their means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And so basically, V, he packs power behind each and every word that he speaks. His messages are powerful, and he uses the right word for the right occasion all the time. He's very precise with the way that he speaks and carries himself and the way that he communicates. And because V was somebody that I admired in that respect, you take after the people that you admire and look up to and aspire to be like. I took the way that he communicated in sort of the same way. Of course, I don't speak exactly like him, but I begun to care about capitalization. I begun to care about using proper words. I begun to care about grammar, right? I begun to care about these things, and I started taking it very seriously because of the way V did so. And so that's why I started picking up this way of communicating that happened even back in my junior and senior year of high school and has carried with me throughout this whole time. And so I thought this would be a little interesting to share with you all, so you can sort of see where the origins of my way of communicating came from and how I still speak so formally as I do today. And so now for the bonus sort of pet peeve, right? What is one of the interesting Lucas pet peeves that he has? And you guys probably know this by now, I care so much about the truth, about honesty, right? It's a value that I push so often in my content. It's something that I talk about all the time, about the importance of being more honest, about how the world needs more honest people, needs more honesty, needs more trustworthiness, dependableness, all of these things, right? And I take that very seriously. And so, one thing that bothers me, one thing that is a pet peeve to me, not just when people are dishonest, but when people stretch things, when people exaggerate. Like, what inspired this episode today is I was watching a Gary Vee clip, and this woman on an escalator recognized Gary Vee's voice. She was ahead of Gary Vee, she was looking ahead of her. She didn't know that Gary was behind her. She heard him speak and recognized that it was him. And so she turns around and she's really excited that it's Gary. She knows Gary, she loves Gary. And she starts saying that she was having a heart attack. She's saying, "I'm really having a heart attack right now." And I frowned because, no, you're not having a heart attack. You are just really excited to see somebody that you admire. And yeah, you might look at this and think, "Wow, Lucas, you must be really fun at parties." Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But it gets on my nerves. It's a pet peeve, right? Something that bothers you that might not normally bother somebody else, right? This is just one of those things that bother me. When people sort of unnecessarily exaggerate or say things that are completely not the truth, that just shows how much I care about honesty. I mean, I think in certain cases and scenarios, it's okay to exaggerate and, just for the fun of the specific storytelling or whatever incident it is. But I think for most cases, we don't really need to exaggerate. We should just be honest with ourselves and be honest with other people whenever something is going on. In this case, if I were in her shoes, I would have just said that I was extremely excited to meet Gary in person, and not I would not say that I'm having a heart attack because I'm not, right? Same thing happens when back in school, people would say things like, "My mom's going to kill me if I fail this test." No, she's not going to kill you if you fail this test. If she really was going to do that, you should be in Child Protection Services, okay? Like, your mom's not going to kill you. She might be upset with you, but she's not going to kill you. Like, that's my pet peeve. And that's sort of how I would go about correcting people in my mind, is it's just that's not the case. Why would you say that? It's not the case. Just don't say it then. I know people do that to emphasize how dire a situation is or how extreme the feelings are that they're feeling, but I would just prefer if people were more grounded and just simply spoke the truth. But again, that's just one of my pet peeves, and I think that I've actually talked about this in a previous episode with how people's hyperboles and exaggerations can bother me. But I thought I'd just bring it up again in case I did already talk about this, because it is relevant to sort of what I talked about today with my origins of communication, how much it taught me about the importance of truth and how that's manifested today into how I respond to people when they aren't exactly telling the truth. And not for malicious intent either, but for whatever the case is. And so, with that said, we're gonna go ahead and end this Life of Lucas episode. It's going on 13 minutes, which is pretty nice. Hopefully, you found something interesting in this. Because, again, with the Life of Lucas episode, you're not exactly supposed to find something motivating in this. You're not supposed to exactly get this new perspective or new idea or work your mental muscles. It's more of just an episode for entertainment and interest, just so that you can see more a little bit about me behind the scenes. And so hopefully you found it entertaining or interesting. Hopefully you've gotten to know me a little better. And I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.